I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Shifting alliances on the Indian subcontinent impacts believers. Then a Christian training center under construction faces challenges. First, Bangladesh's interim government is shifting alliances, moving away from India and getting closer to Pakistan. Both Bangladesh and Pakistan's government leaders are voicing strong criticism of India. The two nations also share Islam as the majority religion. Patrick Anthony with FMI says Bangladesh's interim government is more fundamentalist, and Muslim extremists across the country feel emboldened to target minorities.
They haven't liked Christians to begin with, and they're seeing more of an opportunity to loot, steal, burn houses and properties of Christians. And that's what our partners are feeling. Just last month, our partner Rajib said that Muslims attacked a church and they broke the boundary of a mission school and they occupied the place. He said that minorities they're facing atrocities, he said, all over the place, but it's not being reported in the news.
Anthony says FMI-supported Pastor Rajiv has described how other pastors in Bangladesh are being intimidated by Muslims in their communities to stop preaching. The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council recently called out the government for failing to protect religious minorities. Yet,
Rajiv believes that the Lord's using this to make them stronger and more courageous so that they can witness more effectively to the larger community.
Please join Bangladeshi believers in prayer for their nation.
Pray for faithfulness, to stand for their churches, to stand for the gospel, that attackers may see something different and may see that they have a strength that comes from not this world.
Next, Ramadan begins tomorrow, and Christians around the world will be petitioning the Lord on behalf of Muslims during this month of prayer and fasting. As Muslims seek Allah, Christians will pray they find Jesus. You can join the intercession with a prayer guide designed specifically for Ramadan. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says it daily features a country, a people group, and an outreach with specific prayer points for believers.
In the process, it's just a page each, but you can really learn a lot about those people groups and how God is working and getting through to these people.
Though many Muslims are devout, others nominally subscribe to Islam.
There are many that are coming from places like Tajikistan or small islands in the Pacific, places like that, that are following this kind of just, you could say, almost mindlessly, you know, just by accepting it as tradition or heritage.
Podaiti calls us to remember that these image bearers need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Please pray that God would bring Muslims to him this Ramadan.
That even through their time of fasting and prayer, they may even see the hollowness of their religion.
Find more information, including how to order a copy of the prayer guide, at missionnews.org. Finally, building a training center for Christians in China is no small task, especially when facing three significant challenges. Kurt Rovenstein from Bibles for China explains.
They do face a lot of obstacles in trying to share the gospel in a place that, number one, is communist. Number two is very Muslim and very traditional. And number three is resource challenge.
Local workers are building the training center as part of a registered church in northern China. The mission is clear. The center will equip and empower local leaders in their ministry. This is where Bibles for China plays a crucial role, providing much-needed materials.
We really love the opportunity that the Lord has opened to us to support them in providing some study Bibles and things like that to the students that come to this training center.
A key challenge for trained believers is passing biblical knowledge to their children, despite state restrictions of bringing them to church.
You can't bring them in. You can't have Sunday school. You can't have intentional programs. So it has to be informal and just part of relationships.
Pray for the smooth construction of the training center and for wisdom for the workers as they share the good news with their children and others. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.